Jesus' two important lessons for us right now. Mark chapter 9, verse 30 to 37. Last week, we learned about two important questions of Jesus. Who do people say that I am? And who do you say that I am? And today, we will learn about two important teachings of Jesus. Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me. When Jesus traveled on with his disciples to the village of Caesarea Philippi, and on the way he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And they answered him, "John the Baptist, and others Elijah, and still others one of the prophets." He asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Messiah." And then Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days, rise again. But his disciples did not understand what this meant. So Jesus called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of gospel will save it." And then later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. After that event, Jesus and his disciples came down again to Capernaum in southern Galilee, and he must have been meditating on the cross as he came down from the mountain. Jesus taught his disciples by saying, "The Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him, and 3 days after being killed, he will rise again." Although Jesus taught his disciples a very important thing, sadly, no one understood what he meant, and they were afraid to ask him. While Jesus was on his way, as he looked at and meditated on the cross that he was supposed to take, what did the disciples do on the way? They had argued with one another about who was the greatest. When Jesus asked them, "What were you arguing about along the way?" they were silent. Jesus must have known what they were talking about because he was walking in silence, thinking of the cross, so he could hear them. But he asked them to confirm what they were saying. And he was very disappointed in them. So Jesus dealt with this very seriously. He sat down, called the 12, and taught them two important lessons. Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me. And I believe that these two important lessons are not only for his 12 disciples at that time, but also for us here and now in the Church of Central Atlas and St. Clair Falls United Methodist Church. Firstly, Jesus said, whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all, to us who were preparing the season of nomination. As you know, every year we have a church conference to look back at the past year and plan for the future year. During the church conference, we celebrate our ministry and be thankful to God for many fruits that we have made together as church for the kingdom of God. So to prepare for the church conference is one of the best parts of my ministry. However, on the other hand, it is the most difficult part of the ministry. This is because to find new church leadership is very hard. It's almost impossible. Looking back at the past year, it is just a miracle. It is just fully filled with God's grace. As a small church in a small town, we have done a lot of things. So when I look back at the past years, I am in awe about how this small congregation made all these things together. And I think that the miracle of feeding the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish can be our own story. Central. Every year, UM men fed all church people with a delicious pancake breakfast on Easter Sunday. Many people in church brought many items for the church rummage sale, and it turned out that the whole fellowship hall was filled. Some people cooked, some people served, some people washed the dishes, and some people brought family and friends to our pie and ice cream social and harvest supper. At last, some people donated precious items for the church thrift sale. Some people made beautiful items for the Christmas sale. Some people baked cookies and bread for the big sale. And some people helped set up and clean up for each event. St. Croix Falls. Some people made amazing pulled pork. Some people made pies. Some people served. Some people brought family and friends for the barbecue and pie and ice cream social so we could feed 5 times more people than us. And see our mission. It is hard to believe how this small congregation does a lot of things for our community. We support the food shelf and help many local agencies and community events. Without your help, without your love and prayers and service for the church, none of this would happen. As we see, without each person's commitment, church cannot be one body. Church cannot be the true church without your commitment. But every year, whenever the season of nomination is coming, although I am announcing how desperate we are to find someone for each leadership position, many people just think that someone else will take it, not me. You know what? It is not only a problem for this small congregation, but also a problem for the big congregation. Only a small number of people take a leadership position, and many of them have double or triple responsibilities for many, many, many years. You don't have to put much stress on the word leader if it bothers you to take that position. Taking a leadership position is just one way of serving others. Life does not mind getting on the place of service. It's the true meaning of life in faith. As Jesus was looking for a person who would serve others with him, the church is looking for a person who will serve the church with us. This year, I sincerely hope and pray that each one of you prays under holy pressure and tries to find whatever things you can do for your church to build the kingdom of God here and now. Let us work together as one body of Christ, taking a different role as a different part. Secondly, Jesus said, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." To us who are preparing for the 2019 special session of the United Methodist General Conference. Before we talk more about it, I would like to talk about what Jesus meant here. If we don't really pay attention to this, we just put a lot of stress on a word little child like baby Caleb. Yes, surely we need to welcome them, but what Jesus meant here is not just literally baby, like little children, but more than that. Think about the feature of children. They were weak, they are powerless, and not able to get something done by themselves. Welcoming them is firstly to open our mind to them, love them, and serve them without any strings attached. Just because of Jesus, we welcome, we love, and we serve them in Jesus' name without any qualification, any expectation. For the last 40 years, the United Methodist Church has been arguing about the issue of homosexuality. The Council of Bishops has called a special session of the General Conference of the United Methodist Church to be held February 23rd to 26, 2019 in St. Louis, Missouri. The purpose will be to receive and act on a report from the Commission on a Way Forward based on the recommendations of the Council of Bishops. and we could think of three possible plans regarding the future of the United Methodist Church. The first one is called the traditional plan. It looks not really different from how things are going now. It may cause the separation of the United Methodist Church. The second one is called the One Church Plan, which is recommended by the Council of Bishops and supported by the majority of the Commission on a Way Forward. This plan does not see the issue of homosexuality as a matter of separation. Christians may have different understanding of the theology, may not agree on this issue with each other, and may have different practices. But all of the conservative, moderate, and liberal people can work together in unity of faith. In this plan, a local church and an individual pastor, you and I, will make a church blueprint about the issue of homosexuality together through conversation, discussions, meetings, and prayers. The third one is called Connectional Conference Plan. The essence of this plan is to recreate the current five jurisdiction based on geography within the United States as three jurisdictions based on theology: conservative, moderate, and liberal. It retains the solidarity of the United Methodist Church but weakens its unity. Right now, we don't know which plan will be the future of our church. But as we think about and pray for the future, I sincerely hope that you remember two important lessons of Jesus Christ. Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me. Jesus came to this world not to be served by others, but to serve others. So he called us to serve others as he did, rather than to be the first. Furthermore, Jesus welcomed all kinds of people regardless of who they are. So he called us to welcome others as he did, whether they are lovable or unlovable. And especially as United Methodist Church, we don't put any qualifications on the Lord's table. When we serve the communion, we just welcome everyone regardless of who they are, because it's Jesus' table. As pastor, I don't want to say which plan is right and which plan is wrong, but whichever decision you may support, I want you to remember these two important lessons of Jesus Christ. Be servant of all and welcome as Jesus did. Let us never forget how Jesus did and what is our calling. That is the way that we need to follow. Praise God. Amen.